making their facility available to us. It's so nice of them. We're grateful for the Lord for a beautiful day. And here we are for a baptism. I want to thank the five candidates who are going to participate in baptism for waiting for this moment a bit. We wanted to be sure there was a level of maturity and a level of awareness in your life and a little 13, 14. You remember this all your life. And we're praying that this will be a real blessing to your Christian life. So the elders met with the group last Sunday night, talked about baptism in different ways, and then heard their testimony. You'll hear them tonight as well. And I'd like to just go over one of the main passages of baptism. It's the Great Commission, one of the main passages in the Great Commission. Both Matthew, which you read last week, and Mark have the Great Commission. And I read from So we waited till they were a little bit older, and they waited till I was a little bit older.
Not that old.
So this is at the end of Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel. And Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." And this is the passage on baptism, the parallel one with Matthew. And we have here some important words. He who preaches the gospel, I want to talk about the gospel, and he who believes shall be baptized and will be saved. So the important thing for all of us is to know what the gospel is. And the gospel is what the New Testament is about. Indeed, it's what the whole scriptures are about. And if you look at 1 Corinthians, there's a nice summary passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This is the resurrection chapter. And here it says, Paul writes, "For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received from Christ, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures," the Bible. Tells about Jesus Christ, the Messiah, coming into the world and dying for our sins, according to the scriptures. And he was buried. The proof that he died is the fact that he was buried. And then it says, and he rose again the third day, the resurrection day, we remember. The third day, according to the scriptures. The scripture says many things about the resurrection, even in the Old Testament. And so Jesus Christ fulfilled these scripture passages. And that he was seen by Peter and then by the 12, and he was also seen by 500 brethren at once. So there is the proof. The proof that he died was that he was buried, stayed in the grave for 3 days, and that he rose again, that he was seen by 500 at once. And I think also the proof that he rose is that he was seen by us in a spiritual way. And we are honoring Jesus Christ in the gospel that he delivered to us these 2,000 years. We believe that Jesus Christ was the promised Messiah, that he came into the world with a mission to fulfill the scriptures, that he did fulfill the scriptures, and that there was evidence about it. He died, he was buried, and he rose again, and he was seen. And so as we gather today with a baptism in mind, we have this being reenacted before us by these five young Christians. They'll be put into the water, make a confession in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and then they'll be put under the water, just like Jesus Christ was buried. They'll be buried with him. One of the books that they read was Buried in Baptism, and that they'll be buried in baptism in the waters here at the Shuitz House. I'm talking metaphorically speaking and symbolically speaking, and then they'll rise again, and we'll see them. And this is how the scriptures allow us to fulfill the proclamation of Jesus Christ's death and burial and resurrection. Now, when the Lord's Supper, we remember the Lord Jesus this morning in the Lord's Supper and the breaking of bread. And we always do this on a Sunday morning at Wauwatosa Bible Chapel. We have the bread that reminds us of his body that came into the world and lived and fulfilled the scriptures. And his, and the cup, which reminds us, which is the wine, the juice. And we drink the cup and we remember that he died. His life is in the blood, the scripture says. And Jesus Christ gave his life for us. And so as we live a Christian life, we have these two ordinances to consider: being baptized as a believer, and then to go on and proclaim his death from week to week, from time to time, as we remember his life and death for us once again. And we proclaim, as it says about the Lord's Supper, we proclaim his death until he comes. So Jesus Christ is coming back, and we look forward to that day. And how wonderful it is that he'll greet these five Christians with us as being baptized, following him in his command. Go into all the world and preach the gospel and baptize them. Those who believe, baptize them according to my word. Now, the gospel, we remember from Paul's writing, is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. And so the gospel is this good news. That's what it means. It means good news. And it's for the power of God in our life unto salvation and to eternal life. And Paul says he's not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation. Here's another, that was a passage from Romans. Here's another important passage from Romans that I'd like to read, and that is from Romans chapter 6. I just was referencing Romans chapter 1, but Romans chapter 6, you know, I've been to a number of funerals at this day and age in my life, and oftentimes I'm in an organized church, and there's a funeral, and they'll say, well, so-and-so was baptized and became a believer. And it'll also, and what I want to point out to our group here is that in the New Testament, when the word baptize is written, in the original Greek, we have a Greek scholar here, the word means to immerse or to dip or to completely submerge. It always means that. And so in the and only means that. And so in the translations of the scriptures over the years, it's come to mean christening. And christening is when one is sprinkled with water and prayed over as an infant. And that's not baptism. So baptism is what we'll see here today. And it's, I think it's important for us to know the difference. And then oftentimes at these funerals, the passage is written, read from Romans chapter 6. I'd like to read just a few verses for you. And once again, Paul says, do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? That's a spiritual application. When we come to Jesus in faith, we're, in a sense, baptized into his death by, in faith. But then he also goes on to say, therefore, we were baptized with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For we have been united together, or if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Praise the Lord. And so we've died to sin, and we are in the likeness of his resurrection. And so I'm so happy that we have an understanding of the scriptures, that baptized means to be immersed, and that enacting it will be a way of demonstrating what the gospel is, as we read from 1 Corinthians 15, and also as we've read from Romans. And so there's nothing spiritual that really that baptism imparts to the ones who are being baptized today. But I will say this, it does make a difference in your life, because our lives hopefully will go on for many years. And we know the enemy is the enemy of our soul. He's after us. He doesn't give up. I think that's what we heard in our message this morning. And we have the opportunity to refer to our baptism as a memory point. I remember I made a declaration before God, the onlooking angels, and I did that, and I felt the water, and I remember whoever baptized me, and I remember Brother Fred telling about baptism. And so this is something when in the spiritual warfare battle that inevitably we all face, it is something I think we can point to and say, yes, I am a believer, and I did obey the Lord. And so there is a joy in this obedience. Jesus said in John 13, if you know and do my commandments, blessed are you. And blessed means happy. And I like to think of being happy. That's what we'd like to be. So we're blessed and happy by following his commandments. And we also have this memory. And the Lord will bless it in our life as we seek to live for him. So we want to walk in newness of life, and reckoning ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. I'd like to pray for our group here. So Father, we humbly ask you to help us as we seek to live for you. We want to live, as Paul said, a life pleasing to God and worthy of the gospel. The gospel is that Jesus Christ died for our sins on the cross. He bore our sins and suffered there for us before you and before between heaven and earth he hung. And even in the hours of darkness, when he cried, my God, why have you forsaken me? That Lord Jesus was fulfilling your will to pay the sins of the whole world. Thank you for forgiving me, Lord Jesus, and for baptizing me with your spirit, and also a physical baptism like we'll have today. So bless these children, these youngsters with us today, Josiah, Nathan, Cassia, Jonathan, Lucy. Thank you for their love for you, their trust in you, and we ask you to help them as they give their testimony and are obedient unto this baptism. Thank you for hearing our prayer, and bless us, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm mentioning that I believe Josiah would like to be the first to be baptized. We've had a father or grandfather do the baptism. And so Josiah Lulo is going to come and give the testimony.
So during my childhood, I remember I was in my house and my dad would always sing and play his guitar at night and read these devotions. I would always think these stories were fake or just pretended for entertainment. And on Sundays, the main reason I actually wanted to go to church was to play and talk with my friends or cousins. After when I was 11, my Lutheran school started talking about baptism, that you need to be baptized to be saved. So at that moment, I believed that baptism was how to be saved. So I went to my dad after school and asked him how to be saved. And he told me that God is the only way, that Jesus is the truth, and only Jesus will set me free from all my sins, and that all you had to do was believe in him, that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. My dad showed me that baptism does not save you, and that Jesus only saves me. Jesus saved me from eternal death and turned me around to his kingdom in heaven. I read this in John 3:16, the Bible verse we had to memorize for our class. And so that night, I read my Bible and prayed to God to forgive my sins, and that he was the only one who died for me and took my punishment on the cross. So Jesus to me is my Lord and Savior, and he died on the cross for my sins. My purpose for life is to serve him and worship him like he commanded us to do. And the next morning, I told my family that I was saved. My life changed. I was doing Bible devotions with my father, and my attitude and lifestyle changed. I realized that we all don't deserve forgiveness for being saved from eternal death, but God has a plan for us. A favorite Bible verse I had was Matthew 22:37. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." And the thing I liked about this verse is that it talks about loving God with all your heart, and it reminds me to love and continue loving and following him.
Now, if I ask each one of the candidates to submit a verse, that would be their favorite. And of course, Josiah did pick that verse of Matthew 22:37. But I just want to make a note, though, of these candidates who are being baptized today. Most of them, I believe, if not all of them, were part of the baby dedication as well. So it's just neat to see how, through the years, to the commitment of the parents to raise their children for the Lord, has come to this point. So it's exciting to see that. I'll read that verse one more time. Matthew 22:37. Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind."
I just said, very in front of the church and in front of God, why did you decide to be baptized? I'm baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
I got saved when I was 8 years old, and it started off when I was 4 and going up until 8. We would go to church, and I would always bring my Bible case with all sorts of stuff, and I would play with my notebook, making drawings, paper airplanes, or paper hats. And I would sing the hymns, even though I wasn't quite sure what I was singing about. But I couldn't wait to get out of church and have fun at home. When I went to VBS in the summer, I couldn't wait to get some toys and play cooties and have all the fun activities we did. And I learned my Bible verses and bring my Bible when we had Bible lessons, and I look forward to eat some candy to munch on. I mostly did because I wanted to have the best prize on the table. And I knew about God and knew that we should believe in him, but it didn't click to me how important God was at that time. Now at age 7, my dad would tell me and my siblings to pray to God when you go to bed. And I would, but in my mind, I wouldn't know if he heard me or if he could read my mind or if I had to speak out loud for my prayers to get to him. And I thought it was a very weird thing, and I was very confused. Then one night when I was 8, my dad told me that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and everyone else's too. And he told me that the only way to get to heaven is through Jesus. And he said that heaven was amazing and beautiful. And he told me that whoever does not believe in him goes to hell, which he said was everlasting pain. And that night, I just got scared and just thought what would happen if I would go to hell. And I didn't know if I was good enough. So this time I actually prayed and prayed from my heart and prayed along. And I repented for all the sins I did and noticed everything I have done. And I was happy for the first time I knew that he would be with me. And even though I was 8, I understood Jesus, and that is when I got saved. But what I didn't know were the challenges Christians face. And as life went by, I did have trials and had doubts. But when I went to God, my heart felt better and strengthened. And now, present day, I'm learning every day about God, and I grow in faith. A Bible verse that helped me was Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This verse helped me to stay strong in his word wherever there were down times and when I had sadness or if I was tempted. And I would just say that verse over and over in my head and would know that he would always be with me.
And the scripture verses chosen for Nathan is Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And verse 10, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ.
You are telling God and all these witnesses that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior and you want to be identified with him that did on the cross. Now I want to ask you, maybe do you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
For your sins, is very close again.
Yeah.
On your confession, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
When I was young, I always heard the amazing things Jesus did for us on the cross. I was really too young to understand what it really meant. My parents always did a good job educating me in the Word, and I would go to Sunday school and learn brand new things as well. When I started going to Lake Geneva Youth Camp at a young age, I learned how to have my very own relationship with God, because it was a place where my parents wouldn't be there to do everything for me. It was a place set apart where I could make my own choices about Jesus. Camp is one of the reasons that I got saved. When I was about 8 years old, and it was my first year at camp, like always, I heard the Jesus dying on the cross story, but this time it felt different. At home, I would learn about it and completely forget about it, but this time I kept thinking about it. Something the speaker said really stuck out to me. That night, during devotions, I realized how much of a sinner I was and how much I needed Jesus. So that night, I was rescued by Jesus, and I felt so happy and different. The next day, I told my cabin leader, and she was very excited for me. You just saved my soul, and I'm so glad I'm getting baptized.
The verse that Cassia chose is Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Cassia, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? In the based on the profession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, the verse that has been speaking to me my whole life is John 14:6. The Lord says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That was my verse because it talks about how to get to heaven through Jesus Christ. Before I was saved, I saw this verse at church hanging from the wall in church, and I always read it and ended up memorizing it. I was saved at camp 5 years ago. The speaker pulled out a cross and had everyone kneel next to it. It wasn't the cross that made me saved. It was when the speaker prayed. I prayed and said, I believe you died on the cross for my sins, and I want to be with you when I die. And I got saved then. Today, I want to be baptized because I want to have a stronger faith with God.
That was his favorite verse that he chose. John 14:6. It's just neat how those scripture passages on the wall really impact people. We read those verses, we take it for granted sometimes, but that speaks truth. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Jonathan, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Based on your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
On May 4th, when I was 4 years old, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I don't remember very much about that day, but I do remember asking my parents many questions about the Lord and accepting him into my heart. From then on, I had realized that there was no other way into heaven except for believing that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and the sins of the world. It says in Colossians 2:12, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him, through your faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. I want to be baptized to show that I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins and rose again on Easter Day. As I grow up, I want my faith, understanding, and love for Jesus to grow as well. I want to grow more and more as a Christian each day. I want to publicly proclaim that I believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I know through reading my Bible and prayer, I may go through any struggles and hardships that may await me in my future. An encouraging verse is John 16:33. I have told you these things so that you will have peace with me. In this world, you will have struggles, but take heart. I have overcome the world. This verse encourages me to remember that even though there will be hard times in my future, there is no need to worry because God has already overcome it all and I can take shelter in him.
That is the verse that Lucy chose for her favorite verse. These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. It's very fitting as you think of the message that was given today.
Lucy Alden Scrifager, my wonderful granddaughter. It's almost 13 years, and we're very pleased to be very close to grandparents, granddaughter. So Lucy, we heard your testimony about the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you to affirm it once again, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for your own salvation, and that you are willing to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Father God in heaven, we just are so grateful, Lord, for this time of spiritual reflection and the baptism of these five Christians, Lord. We're so grateful to review all of the questions and the spiritual symbol here, Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. We're crucified with him, full buried, and full resurrection. Thank you for this time together of fellowship. Day, your return is coming sooner and sooner. Thanks in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I have a refreshment. I don't know. That's a refreshment.
You're going swimming. What? First step.